Pinagpalang araw po para sa ating lahat at napakabuti ho ng Diyos sapagkat nandito tayo ulit sa ating snack break time cheers. Alam po ninyo, itong ating pinag-uusapan, nababatid ko po na ito po ay napakahalaga sapagkat isipin po ninyong mabuti. We are talking about heart of a champion. Some people may think, why is it so necessary for us to discuss it now? Dapat nga dito, survival of the fittest na lamang tayo. Hindi ho. If we don't have this kind of heart, we can never recover from this COVID, ano, yung the effect of this COVID pandemic. E isipin ho ninyo yung epekto ho economically, financially, maging sa family, ang laki ho na epekto. So we need to maintain that heart, the heart of a champion, in order for us to survive this. Kaya ho, napaka-importante itong ating mga pinag-uusapan. And sabi ho natin, to have a heart of a champion, we have several C's to consider. Ang una ho, ay kung naalala po ninyo, sa ating pong pag-aaral ng heart of a champion, ay meron pong clear heart. Ano ho yung clear heart na ito? This speaks about the clarity of our direction, the clarity of our purpose, the clarity of understanding of who we are, the clarity of how we to get to where we want to be or where God wants us to be. Ang pangalawa ho na dapat natin maintindihan is to have a collaborative heart. Importante ho yun. After having a clear heart, we also made it very clear na sa ating puso, upon having clarity of who we are, obviously, alam din natin that we cannot do it on our own or by ourselves. We need to work with others. Kaya po importante yung collaborative heart. At yun po ang napag-usapan natin nung huli nating tagpo. This time, we will be dealing with the issue of committed heart, commitment. Alam niyo po ba na wala pong Amerika kung wala hong commitment? Naalala niyo po ba sa kanilang kasaysayan that in 1776, yung mga colonist po, ano po, talagang they made a document. And in that document, ito po ang kanilang nilagay. And for the support of this declaration, and with the reliance and protection of the divine providence, meaning God, we mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. That statement is a statement of commitment. Can you imagine they pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor? Kaya ho, walang Amerika kung wala ho itong mga lumaban na to, talagang for them to be independent from Great Britain, kung wala ho talagang ano, wala hong commitment. Diba? Ito rin isang bagay na dapat nyo maintindihan. Wala rin China kung wala rin hong commitment ng mga kabataan, mga 30 years ago, ilang taon na po, lagpas 30 years ago. And imagine, itong mga Chinese students, talagang kinuha ho nila yung mga sulatin ni ano, Chairman Mao, kumbaga yung mga kasabihan ni Chairman Mao, doon sa tinatawag nilang A Little Red Book, and they memorized it, and they said that they were going to live by the book, and die by the book, and commit their lives to the book. Kaya ho, nagkaroon po ng cultural revolution na nagsilang po sa China sa ngayon, yung China na meron tayo ngayon. Kaya kung mag-iintindihin ho ninyo sa kasaysayan, people will never bring any difference or change in their surroundings if there are no committed people to do it. Kaya napaka-importante, commitment makes our dreams a reality. Yung parang yung pong pangarap natin nagiging totoo because of commitment. Without commitment, lahat yan puro pangarap lang. And it will end up as a nightmare. Kaya ho, ito pong napaka-importante. Huwag nating kakaligtaan ito. Walang mangyayari kung walang commitment. Kaya nga po, ang mga kampiyon sa buhay, they are committed. They are committed to their cause. They are committed to what they want to achieve. They are committed to the goal set before them by God. Kaya ho, maraming mga dreamers sa mundo, wala ho nangyari because they have no commitment. They easily give up. Tulad lang ito po nangyayari sa atin. For example, sa ating pong bayan, if we're only committed to ourselves and not to the nation, wala ho mangyayari sa bansang ito. Kaya nga ho, kahit sa mga pangyayari ho sa pandemya, pasensya na ho kayo kung ito po yung aking obserbasyon. Yung mga tao, just committed sa kanilang mga comfort, para lang kumita. Hindi lang iniisip po yung pangkalahatan. Na talagang lalo tayong babagsak. Baon na nga ho talaga tayo sa utang eh. Isipin nyo ho mabuti. Ito lamang pong must. Yun lang susuotin mo lang ng maayos. But sana ko ikaw lang mag-isa, suotin mo lang ng maayos. Yung mga nagpapasada, yun lang ayusin nyo. Yes, I know we need all to earn. But we can never win if we are only committed to ourselves and not to the whole. As in, kaya nga kung hindi ka kadikit yung collaborative heart, yun lang ang commitment natin, pansarili lang natin. We need to think with a bigger picture. We need to be committed to achieve a bigger goal. Hindi yung pansarili lamang, hindi pang pamilya lamang. Naalala ko nga po, nasaglitan ko po yung isang serye ho dito sa Netflix. Hindi ko nga alam anong title nun, parang si Sipmus ata. Nasaglitan ko ho yung isang portion doon na sabing ganoon, look at these people, they will save their family first. Despite their knowledge that 50 million people will die. Parang ganun po yung kagkasabi. Parang nung naisip ko yun, parang minsan, alam mo na yung solusyon that would save 50 million. Pero dahil lang sa gusto niya iligtas yung kanyang girlfriend, kanya iligtas yung kanyang kapatid, inuna niya na yung kapatid at saka girlfriend. Now, I'm not saying na hindi tayo, na wala tayong pakialam sa mga girlfriend o kaya pakialam sa mga tao sa mahal sa atin sa buhay. But what I'm saying, if we want to really bring solution, then we must be willing to sacrifice. And we can never sacrifice anything without commitment. You see, our commitment will define our life. You see, what we are today is the sum total of our commitments. Kaya nga, kung ano yung committed natin gawin, I'm telling you, kung ano yung doon na natin makikita, kung ano yung magiging future natin. Kaya ho, napaka-importante ang commitment. Now, anong mga commitments ang kailangan natin? First, we need to commit on something that will affect our eternity. So I would say, as Christians, let us not just be Christians by name. No, itong bansa natin, we are called to be the Christian country in the Far East, the only Christian country in the Far East. Kung talagang totoo yan, let us not just be Christian by name, let us be committed Christians. Yun ang idea. Let us be, sa totoo lang, if you read the Bible, you would be surprised. If you will really follow the principles, imposible hindi tayo umangat eh. Even in history, bagsak naman ho ang England noon eh. Barbaric nation po yan. Remember na din sila, nasalanta rin sila na halos ng natitanglang bubonic plague. Ano yung bubonic plague yan? Yan ay dahil sanhin ho ng karumihan. Dahil po sa mga dumi ng daga, dahil po sa mga inan ng daga, kaya nagkaroon ng plague ho dyan. Talagang patay. Kasi barbaric naman po sila eh. And yet, they rose economically. Why? Because of the scripture. Sabi nga ho ni Joel Kotkin, matagal na po itong aklat na to, the tribes. The Queen of England was asked, "What? How come the sun never sets in England?" Kasi paangat sila ng paangat eh. Alam, tinuro nila? Tinuro lang nila yung Bible. Sabi niya, tinuro niya lang yung Bible. That is our secret. When Christianity came to England, wow, nabago talaga yung kanilang pananaw. Kalimbawa, ang France, they had French Revolution because they went against the belief of the Bible Christians. Kaya ho, sabi nila, wow, kaya pala nagkagulo-gulo dito. But that never happened in England. Why? Because there was a man in the name of John Wesley who stood up and preached the good news of Jesus Christ. And people made committed followers of Jesus. Kaya napaka-importante. In fact, even Jesus Christ, sabi niya, if you want to follow me, take up your cross, deny yourself, and follow me. He who saves his life shall lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake shall save it. Now, anong tawag ni Jesus doon? Commitment. We need to be committed to Christ. If we really want to see change in us, we really need to apply, we need to really committed to what Jesus Christ is telling us to do. Kaya ho, maraming tao, hindi lang maintindihan ng beauty ng Christianity because they're not 100%. It's like this. If you are working in your office now, and you don't feel, parang as if you're still thinking of transferring to another office, transferring to how, and you're still wishing that you are working somewhere else. Nere, sana dito na akong tatrabaho, sana hindi ka magiging masaya sa trabaho mo. And you will never solve problems kasi nga you are always thinking of transferring. Ganun din sa maraming Pilipino. Whenever you ask them if they would be given a chance to live and go abroad, they would rather leave the Philippines and go somewhere else. And kasi bakit? We're not committed. Kaya nga, wala hong mangyayari sa Pilipinas if we are not committed. We need to be 100%. When we say committed, we need to be 100%. We need to be 100% in acknowledging and accepting who we are, that we're Filipinos. And if we're Christians, don't just name it. As in, be 100% committed to Jesus Christ. And you will see the power of Christ at work in all of us. Kaya nga sabi ng Panginoon, to those who believe, the very same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, hamya, is the same power at work in us, in all of us. You can see that in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 19 to 21. Kaya doon pinapakita ng Diyos, you will never understand that power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead until we are totally committed to Christ. We want to see the truth of the Bible happening before our very own eyes, then we need to be 100% committed to Jesus. Kaya ang Christianity is not just naming Christ as our Lord. Kaya nga sabi ng Bible, if you believe and confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead, then you shall be saved. Kasi yung pag sinabi mo, pinag-confess mo yan, it is somehow an overflow of your heart that you are telling the world that He is my Lord. And if you say He is your Lord, then He is the CEO of your life. That He is, He calls the shots. Hindi tayo. Kaya nga, kung siya yung Lord. And if we, the reason why we believe Him to be Lord, why? Because He rose again from the dead. And recently, we just commemorated that. We celebrated that, yung Resurrection Sunday. Diba? Kaya napaka-importante yan. Commit ourselves to communicate who Jesus is. Bakit ito i-communicate natin? We need to communicate that to the world. Allow me just to read this to all of us. Ito po isang mapakahalagang bagay. Sabi po sa 2 Corinthians chapter 3, are we beginning to commend ourselves again? Sabi niya. Or do we need a psalm or letter of commendation to you from or from you? Sabi ni Paul. Sabi niya, you are our letter written in our hearts. Sabi nga nun, known and read by all men. If we are committed followers of Jesus Christ, then we need also to be committed communicators of Jesus. Because we are the letter. Sabi nga niya, being manifested that you are a letter of Christ. Cared for by us, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stones, but on tablets of the human heart. Napaka-important. Such confidence we have through Christ toward God. Di ba napaka-important? We need to be committed communicators of Jesus because people will not read the Bible, but they will read us. And as Christians, let's communicate the truth of Jesus. Now, and finally, we need to commit to live for Jesus. Sabi nga ng Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Now, pag-isipan niyo po mabuti. Bakit kay Jesus para maging champion? Of course, because we will not live for something or commit on something that will not affect or that will not affect our eternity. Doon na tayo sa duktuktulan. Kasi kung okay yung eternity, tingnan ninyo. If okay tayo, committed tayo kay Jesus, our work will be affected. Our family will be affected. Allow me to end with this passage. For example, in Colossians 3, whatever you do in word or in deed, tingnan yung sabi ni Jesus, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through Him to God the Father. Can you imagine? Everything we do, we are always to be thankful. Di affected tayo niyan. If we're committed to Jesus, we will always be thankful with whatever we're doing. Now, una sa wives, you're affected. Be subject to your husband as is fitting to the Lord. Diba? If you're committed to Jesus, even the way you deal with your husband is for the Lord. I mean, husband, love your wife. Do not be embittered against them. Oh, dun pa lang, biglang kay Lord na naman. Now, children, be obedient to your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Now, fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart. Slaves, in all things, obey those who are your masters on earth, not with external service as those who are merely pleasing men, but with sincerity of heart, fearing the Lord. Amazing. Whatever you do, do your work heartily, as for the Lord rather than for men. Now, tingnan niyo po kung bakit importante ang commitment. Here I will end. For example, George Washington won only 2 battles in the Revolutionary War. Can you imagine that? But he won the last battle, and that is the one that counts. Sabi niya, the British drove Washington down through Long Island into Brooklyn. They drove him across the East River and all the way up Manhattan Island. They drove him to White Plains and then to Hackensack. They drove him from Hackensack to Brandywine. They drove him on and on. Sabi niya, defeating him time after time. But after a few days later at Yorktown, British General Cornwallis surrendered, handing over his sword as was the gallant custom in those days. And he said to Washington, "Sir, I salute you not only as a great leader of men, but as an indomitable Christian gentleman who would not give up." And you know why General Washington did not give up? Because he was committed to Jesus Christ and he knew that he was fighting for that cause. We will never win unless we have the heart of a champion. And the heart of a champion is first and foremost with a clear heart, collaborative heart, and finally, a committed heart. And I will share with you another C next time. So, hope to see you again. And I pray that all of us will have a committed heart that will make us champions. God bless us all.